To go ahead and get started, I'm going to kick off this session. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming this morning. Thank you for choosing my session and coming all the way down to room F7. My name is Cyrielle Siméon. I am a product marketing manager for Microsoft Corporation. I'm working in the Office Marketing Group based in Redmond, Washington. And in today's session, we're going to talk about Office 365 adoption. But before we go ahead and get started, I just want to learn a little bit more about you. So please raise your hand if you are a partner, Microsoft partner. Okay, good third, maybe a half. So customers, the rest. Did I miss anyone? No, I guess we should be good. So among the partners, how many are actually in charge of driving adoption of solutions, including Office 365, with customers? Okay, four, five, six, okay, cool. And for our customers, are you actually currently in charge of driving adoption, or is that something that you're considering for the future? So if are you currently doing adoption? Okay. You've never done it before, and you're planning to do it in the future? Everybody, just, okay. Okay, so we have a mixed audience, people that haven't done it before, and people that must be experts and veterans in Office 365 or adoption in general. I hope that you'll all get valuable information at the end of the session. If you are familiar with already best practices and guidance, at least I hope you'll enjoy the resources and programs that we are putting together to support you when you're driving adoption. And what's bringing all of us here today together in this room? I always like to think that it's because we are all passionate about adoption and driving usage of new technologies in organization. I think adoption is also a pretty tough challenge, and it's a hard thing to do, and it's tough. It's hard. It's a problem. I've been with Microsoft for, it's going to be 8 years soon, and I've been based in Seattle, Washington for 3 years, and before that I was working for Microsoft France, so I was in the field. Working with customers every day, big enterprise accounts and public sector partners to drive deployment and adoption of Office and the Office platform. And it was a great, fantastic experience for me, a lot of learnings. I hope I also helped some customers too in the process. But I don't think there's one single customer that actually told me, yep, adoption, I got it, I know how to do it. Snap of fingers, I can just get everybody using Office or Office 365 or even new technology. So it's hard, but we know that there are some attributes for success. And there are some things that we've learned by working with customers, from our customer success managers coming from the Yammer acquisition as well. And there are things that work, or at least that will help you maximize your chances for success. At the end of the day, I wish that we had the perfect equation for adoption, but it's one of those topics where at the core, it's all about people. It's not like deployment or migration where we click boxes or next, and then something happens and everything is in control. Adoption is all about winning the heart of the people in the business that are going to use the product. So we're going to talk about ways of doing this. And again, I think one of the common mistakes I've seen is that many of our customers just rush into deployment. We often rush into implementation in IT. I think we're all geeks in this room. We love technology. We know how it works. We read tech news. Every time I talk with my dad, it brings me back on earth. It's like, why? I'm super excited about something new, and it's like, why would I even use this thing in the first place? Like, what's in it for me? So just deploying things or providing solutions is not enough. Training alone is not enough. There is a whole plan that needs to come together around training, communications, and communities to actually help move the needle. So we'll talk about this. And I think something new that's coming with Office 365 compared to on-premises solution is that nothing is stable. Things are changing constantly. It's in constant motion. In the past, you would deploy something and have maybe 3-5 years until the next upgrade. Now with the cloud, things are changing. So we'll talk also about some of the things that we are piloting to help you actually handle service changes with your end users. Really simple things to start with, just to set up your expectations, but I would love to have your feedback on what we're doing. So my goals for today are really to walk you through the methodology that we've put together to drive adoption. So sharing guidance and best practices we've learned from our CSMs and other partners and customers. So I'll share some tools, tips and tricks, tactics to help you go through this methodology, and resources and programs that we have to help you actually go through each step. I would love this session to be as interactive as possible, and we have 5 pass for the office party tonight. So for the first 5 questions, you'll get a pass. Would be great to have really great questions too. But so feel free to stop me at any time. We'll take breaks between each part of the presentation to also answer questions. All right. So what do you need to be successful? 4 key attributes we found with working with customers throughout research and our customer success manager program. First off, you need to have a vision. You need to have identified business scenarios that will help implement the solutions that actually is going to mean something for the business. So listen and envision is the first step. Make sure that you have a really deep understanding of the business goals, challenges, so that you can actually tailor your language and talk to people in a way that actually resonates with them and not just technology. Second, of course, we need solutions. We need to have a plan. We need to have a plan in place and activities to go drive adoption in the execution phase. And when we think about solutions, and I will deep dive on each of those 4 steps later throughout the presentation, but when we think about solution, one of the challenges that we had in the past with SharePoint, and we can also find with Office 365, is that the product, the capabilities are so deep, and there is so much breadth and depth to the product and what it can do, that we hear from users, it's too much, that I can't absorb everything at once. And so we'll discuss about how we can put together solutions and how we can simplify and put together a phased approach, prioritize solutions, so that you can actually move step by step. You're taking Office 365, you're onboarding on your journey to the cloud with us. This is something that you can plan over many quarters, and think about phased approach. Don't go all in. You can deploy everything at once, that's fine, but in adoption, try to narrow the things that you're going to talk about to the users so that you don't overwhelm them. So we'll discuss that as well. Number 3 is all about execution. So making sure that we put adoption plan in motions, that we have a readiness strategy, but not just training. Think about communities and think about the communication plan. Step 1, really spending time beforehand with people to understand the challenges and needs and the business goals they're trying to achieve is going to help a lot in step 3, because that's going to help you, as I said before, tailor the language, target the audience, and not just talk about Office 365 is here, get started with OneDrive for Business, for example, but that's going to help us to change how we talk about it and make sure that it resonates with people in business world. And number 4, last but not least, is one of the most important things to just demonstrate success, make sure that we can keep iterating over time on the adoption journey, make sure that you have a measurement framework in place. Establish a benchmark before you get started, whether you want to look at user NSAT satisfaction or KPIs on the business and how the solution is actually is actually helping you achieve business goals. So we're going to go into each of those steps throughout the presentation, and let's get started with number 1, the set vision and identify business scenarios. Just one thing before we go into some of the tactics here. I think it's really important today to just take a step back and realize how the cloud is impacting the role of IT on the business. As we free our hands on, you know, migrations or deployment, or at least over time, and some tasks that we will handle in our data centers, it will give you much more time to actually go and spend with the business and spend with IT. And we've worked with analysts, we've done research, and we actually found that the cloud is providing a unique opportunity, unprecedented opportunity to IT departments to actually really be embedded in the business. And we came up with this concept of business-driven IT. You're the only IT can translate the technical capabilities of Office 365 into a business solution. But to do that, you need to go and connect with business people, representatives, champions from the business units, to actually find out what they need, and then start to translate the technology into business value and map the capabilities into a solution that's going to help them. So just before we go into some tactics here, I want to share one video of an Australian customer calls, just to give you ideas on how they've been using Office 365 to solve one of their business challenge, employee engagement.
Coles started with one store in Melbourne, Australia, and we've now grown to over 2,200 stores employing over 100,000 people. We have supermarkets, liquor stores, and we have convenience stores. Our roots are back in delivering value. That's what GJ Coles established in 1914. We started on this journey of transformation 5 years ago because the company had lost its vision, it had lost its way, it had lost many of its customers.
The interesting thing about Coles is over the last 5 years, all our investments have been going into products and into our customers. My Coles, for me, bridges that gap between team members' experience and the experience that we're trying to give a customer.
We've got such a fantastic opportunity to change the way that people use technology within Coles and use technology within retail. We have an ambition to get all our team members out onto the shop floor, so we're investing a lot in technology. My Coles adds a significant ability to that, combined with the capabilities of Office 365, because it allows us to deploy feature, function, and information to our team members in a way that they can access on the shop floor in front of the customer.
What my Coles does, it allows somebody to really access things that are everyday benefits that just make a big difference. It's accessibility of benefits, it's the range of benefits we can offer, and it's getting them right to every team member who works for us.
It's phenomenal when sometimes technology just fills a need that you don't need to push it, that people will pull it in a way that makes it more efficient and more effective for us. Office 365 has helped deliver a solution quickly to the business. It's an exciting new world where I can buy services in the cloud. It frees my team up to look at how they can add value through creating new feature and function rather than just manage the infrastructure underlying.
My Coles allows us to introduce new products, new ways of shopping, new customer experiences that team members can share. And that connection, that passion, then translates itself across to the customer's experience of Coles.
We're going to establish an organization that gives the people of Australia a shop they trust, delivering quality, service, and value. And that's been the beauty about the My Coles program, is bringing technology together with a real need within the organization, which is why I think it's been so successful from day one.
Okay, so I just wanted to share this example as just, you know, food for thought, as we say. So they really partnered IT department closely with the HR leads in order to find a solution to this problem, employee engagement. How do we connect our workforce in the retail shop with the headquarters and with customers? And so they started using Yammer and then Link and then other capabilities of Office 365 to actually give their employees a voice and engage with them more closely. So it's a great example, I think. And so that just raised the importance of why we need to establish a vision in first hand before we get started. What are the key things the business needs, and what is the business strategy that will go and support, that will help you support Office 365 deployment and adoption? So, if you want, feel free to take pictures of the slide, or all of the PowerPoints are available for you for download, and I'll show you later that the resources are also online and much more than the few slides I'm going to show you. But this is an example of what you can do by hosting meeting with some of the executive sponsors, business champions, of course IT as well, and you know, just ask them questions about what are they trying to do and what are the key blockers, and how start to think about how we can overcome them with technology, Office 365 and even more. So those are just sample questions that you can use during those meetings. We recommend to spend maybe a week or two running those meetings with different stakeholders from the business. You know, the hardest part is to find those people, but if you spend some time and actually go after it and do it, you learn valuable things about how they translate their challenges in their own words, and you'll be able to reuse that throughout the whole communication process later. So we encourage you to go through this visioning exercise, and one of the outcomes would be just write down a vision statement. 4 or 5 sentences, no more, of what the business is trying to accomplish and how you're going to support this using Office 365 and business words. So this is an example, transforming the way our department connects with each other, works together on tasks or projects, communicates with leadership, and streamlines processes for efficiency and clarity. There's no mention of Office 365, there's no mention of a specific solution. This is really just about what we're going to try to achieve here. So go through the exercise and take notes, draft your vision statements, and always go back to your vision statement to make sure that you stay aligned with the vision of business strategy. It doesn't mean that it's set in stone. It's an iterative approach, so we can always come back and then adjust over time. The next step, once we have the vision, the overarching vision, this is really think about it as the North Star for what you're trying to accomplish and for all employees. Start to go deeper and identify actually the scenarios that will help support the overarching vision. So same, yes, one question, go ahead.
You mentioned a lot of stakeholders, but in real life, I find it very difficult to get all those stakeholders to the table. And it's also from my research, which I found that those stakeholders are not involved in IT projects. They think it's IT is not important to me. How do you get all the people to the table?
Yeah, it's a really fair question. This is the toughest challenge, I think, in order to go and drive this methodology. So. I've seen customers, for example, it takes time, but partnering with managers and HR managers to actually work with the different business units and identify what they call business champions. So they would write down the profile, the type of people they're looking for, you know, tech savvy, understand technology, really deep into the business as well, and they will just go and partner with managers to identify those people. They will give them incentives to participate in the champion program. One of the former customers I worked with in France actually went through this, and yes, it took some time to find them, but the impact they had on actually the whole deployment and adoption plan was phenomenal. So they did it through HR and managers back then, but I don't know today if you think about, I don't know if you're using Yammer, but this is a fantastic tool to actually find people that are engaged and, you know, vocal, and this is a fantastic tool to find champions. Yammer provides some analytic tools as well, like a leadership board, so you can see the people that are the most active, the people that are, and this is a great way to also find some of the champions to start with.
Yeah, but normally we can't get any past beyond the IT manager. He's all doing the project all by the IT department, and then he says, well, it's my project, and I go into the organization and get the requirements for you. And what we found is after a couple of weeks that the requirements he found doesn't match with the business.
Yep. So you're sitting in IT and you're saying you can't go behind the IT manager running the project? Yeah. So this is... It's also a challenge. We found how can we reconnect IT with the business and convince IT that it's important. So that's part of the reason why I'm giving this talk today, to explain like the value of connecting the dots and the impact you can get on the business. I recommend also to join our communities, so the Yammer Customer Network, the Office 365 Technical Network. I'll show you how to join the communities later, because this is actually a place where you'll find your peers and people that are facing the same challenges and can explain how they've managed to convince, like, you know, the talking points or the study they've used to also convince their IT managers or a business. I think I've seen many customers starting to care about adoption after they've done it the first time and it didn't work out. And then they were like, okay, maybe we need to change our approach, because just rolling out something and giving training, it's not working. So now we need to just take a step back and start again. You know, at the end of the day, the success of IT relies on long-term user adoption. And it's the same for partners and solutions that are rolled out by partners. It's the same for us, Microsoft. We're in the same boat. So that's what I'd say. At the end of the day, given how the industry is changing and how cloud is impacting the industry, yes, IT should totally start to think about the things they can do differently to get people on board and make them use the service. All right. So the defined scenarios exercise is similar. Same thing, try to bring together like a project manager, an HR manager, and business champions from the business and go deeper into the challenges, needs, and start to think about how we're going to map the tool with the challenges they're facing. So let's go through an example here. We find, for example, that conducting more effective meetings is going to help achieve visions like having transparent communications, connecting, breaking down silos, etc. So in this exercise, our CSM broke down scenario in three key pillars and factors, and you can see there's still no mention of the solution. It's really just how do we envision people working together in our organization? And then they draft the challenges. Based on that, we'll be able later to describe the scenario and the solution. So this is also a common template you can use. A scenario can be applicable to the entire organization or just a department. Give a title to your scenario, identify the challenge, and start to write down what it means in terms of what is the description of the scenario. So at this stage, we have a vision, the North Star, and we have scenarios that will help achieve this vision. Now, I'm going to take a break here and show you some resources we've put together to help you go through this adoption methodology. Let me just go ahead and duplicate my screen. We launched this site really recently, so I don't know if you've heard about it, success.office.com. It's our Office 365 Customer Success Center. We are just getting started here, but I want to give you a quick tour of what you'll find there. The whole site is really focused on post-sales, usage adoption. You're an Office 365 customer. You need to start to drive usage and make people use the product, so this is the right place to go. We've identified scenarios, five core scenarios that will help you get started. You know your business way more than I do. So the methodology can help you tailor the scenarios to your business, but we wanted to make sure that we can help you get started quickly. So here are some of the five core scenarios that most of our customers roll out. It's just mapped to what the product can do and the most common needs. We also gathered some case studies, and we are actually looking after success stories now. So people in the same position as you, like driving adoption and how they manage to overcome challenges, barriers, and go through the adoption journey. This is still also work in progress. And we have the methodology on the site. So the four steps from defining the vision and scenarios to creating the solution and going through execution and measurement. So from this site, you can find more information about the methodology. So everything I'm sharing with you today, can go back here and you'll find more information in the description of each phase that we're going to talk about. And what we wanted to do is to have the site actionable for you as well. So we've created templates to help you go through each of the exercises. For example, the set vision template is really specific to this step we talked about. And you will find resources, step-by-step, tactics, tips and tricks, questions you can ask to help you go through this exercise. So we have the same thing for the scenarios, for vision, and each of the steps. Is that helpful for you? Yeah, cool. So in the first step, we have resources for the vision, for the scenarios, to talk about what does that mean to be an executive sponsor in an adoption plan with your executives to make sure that you get them engaged and they can participate. Now let's move to step two, and I'll go back to the site later to show you a little bit more about what's available there. Any questions so far? Nope? Okay. All right, so step two. We have a vision, we have a scenario. Let's now talk about solutions and planning. When we think about the solution that we're going to put in practice to achieve the scenarios and overarching vision, always focus on the user experience. You've identified these stakeholders in step one, and this is the hardest part, but once you do, keep them engaged, keep them in the loop, make sure that the solutions resonate with them, that it's easy for them. We are all tech-savvy here in this room, but sit down next to them and see how they approach things. And keep them in the loop, ask them for how we can do it better. Office 365 is an amazing platform that provides a lot of out-of-the-box capabilities, but as you saw in the video, it's also an extensible platform. So as you create custom solutions, keep this also in mind. And as I explained before, it does so many things that it's really important to simplify. Simplify, start small, narrow the scope, focus on the low-hanging fruits to start with, so that you set yourself up for success and you build up confidence with the business folks and people that are going to use it. And then we can iterate on the approach and grow the scope, and just add more value to the solution. So some of the tools we use to help customers identify their custom solutions for a given scenario are really simple. Metrics like this, for example, where you can identify each workload that are going to help you achieve the previously defined scenarios. So this is the first step, when you can start to envision how people can take collaborative notes using all of the 365 capabilities. Describe how you envision the specific workloads to actually go through, enable this this scenario and solve the challenges they're facing. And start to write down your ideal solution. This is only an example. And the great thing about this methodology is that it's applicable to anything and more than 365. Our resources are Office 365, but then you can start to think about how you can connect 365 with maybe other solutions as well to provide the best experience. Once you go through this exercise, same thing, recap using the same framework as before. What's the department that we're targeting, the challenge, the scenario, description of the scenario, and how you envision the solution working. This is going to help you in the execution phase for training, communications, and communities. How many of you have heard about Everett Roger? Or the term early adopters? Okay, so Everett Rogers actually came up with the term early adopters. He's the father of this term, and he spent a good portion of his life working on the diffusion of innovations and how people actually approach technology or innovations in general. So I took this from Wikipedia, but I found it really interesting because he summarizes his finding in five key criteria to actually drive adoption of new technologies or innovation. So the number one is relative advantage. What's in it for me? So as you come up with your solutions, think about how this is going to help, again, solve the challenges and what's in it for the user. Number two is compatibility with my lifestyle in the consumer world or my work style in the workplace. If I'm a sales rep and I'm always on the road, what's going to matter the most to me is to be able to access things offline, for example, so that it fits my needs. Number three, just again, I can't say it enough, it's about complexity versus simplicity. So the more simple, the better for people to approach things and get started. Number four is the ability for people to try out the solution. So could be a good idea while you run the pilot to have stations where people can go and try things and click before the rollout so they get more familiar with the solution as well. And number five is observability. And that also point out the fact that the social aspect is really important. And we have a lot of customers now running pilots through their champion, pre-identified champions, that will help actually create the buzz around them. And they will play a role as influencers and advocates. and convince others, show others the benefits in their own words, and convince others to join the pilot, or that the solution is a great fit for them. So always, yeah, I think this is a great summary of things to think about as we put a solution together. And as you go through this exercise, you might find, I don't know, maybe you have 5-6 different scenarios and then solutions that map each of the scenario. And to help simplify, it's important to take also a phased approach. Go step by step. We don't have to roll out all of the scenarios or all of the solutions at once. And this is one of the tools we use to help customers prioritize solutions. So think about 4 criteria: complexity, added value to the employee, the impact on their daily life, and how much support do you have from leadership. For each of the solutions, go through each factor and rate them from 1 to 5, 5 to 1, depending on the on the criteria, and start to compare your different solutions and scenarios. You can recap the finding in this table, for example, and that will help you know where to get started. And also build the case and explain why you're taking this approach and why you think this is the best thing to do in order to get started. We will talk in step 4 about measurement, but in order to be able to measure throughout the execution phase, it's important that you define success criteria before you get started. So how do you think about measuring success of the rollout and the adoption plan? Think about the things you can measure. You're trying to influence the business, you're trying to have a business impact using this solution. What are the key KPIs that we're going to use in order to track changes? We think about run more effective meeting. It's mainly focused on Link. Can use also a lot of different capabilities of 365. So do we want to track results on travel expenses? Do we want to try to track KPIs on remote workers and how many, if people want to work from home? I don't know. It really depends on your business, but you can look at usage KPIs for sure, but usage KPIs don't tell us if this is having an impact on the business. So also think about the business metrics and KPIs. At this stage, we are really ready to go ahead and get started at scale. So it's important to put an adoption plan together. Think about the activities you can run to scale and to get the whole organization on board. This is only an example. This is also available on the Success Center. We've got Excel spreadsheets and some that are deeper than others. So you can choose, you can pick the one you like the best. But this is I really like this view because it's a good summary of what needs to happen in the planning phase versus execution phase and the type of things you can think about doing throughout 3 months. Do it for 3 months, see how it works, gather feedback. Maybe it's just a pilot that you do to start with, see how it lands, adjust, iterate. Don't be afraid to fail. It's never perfect the first time. Keep it for like 3 months long, see how it lands, and just, again, iterate on it. So with that, I'm gonna pause on step 2, go back to the Success Center to show you a few more things we've done here. Do you have any questions before I go there? So far, so good. Is that helpful? Yes? Okay. So, switching back to the Success Center, success.office.com. I want to show you a few more things. So we are now in step 2. So we have examples of, again, adoption plan templates that we know customers have been using, and we're still working on it to make them even more robust and even more actionable for you. It's only a V1. We welcome feedback, by the way. And as you go through these steps, one of the things that's important is to put together your champion community, for example. So I'll talk more about the champion program, but we also have guides to help you go through the planning for a champion community and finding the people and how they can help you and which phase of the adoption plan. So we'll go to step 3 and 4 later. I wanted to go back to the scenario since we were talking about also solutions and scenarios. So on the Success Center, on the scenario page, you can actually drill down in each of the 5 core scenarios we've found. And what we've done here is basically mapping each of the scenarios with the end user training resources. So I'm kind of spoiling the next phase, but that's all right. So for example, Get It Done From Anywhere is all the story about mobility. How we can get Office on all devices, work from anywhere. It resonates particularly with salespeople, always on the go. And so if you click on Learn How It Works, from there, you can actually access all of the end user resources that map to these scenarios to teach people how to do it. So we've also launched a new learning center as we were launching the Success Center. And for each of the scenarios, we've also put together communication resources to help you communicate the changes or communicate the upcoming solutions to your users. This page on the Success Center is the resources page. At a glance, you can see all of the resources we've put together, either to go through the adoption methodology or to roll out each of the scenario. We can download in one click all of the resources at once, or you can just, you know, browse through the page and see, for example, the countdown template, this is to be used before the rollout to set up expectations, let people know that it's coming. There is nothing worse than going on to the office on Monday and see that everything has changed on our laptops. So give people a heads up. And those are just templates. You can preview them in the Office web app. You can download the zip file. You get the HTML files, OFT, DocX, use whatever you like the best. And you can tweak it. You can change the language if you want to put more of the words you've heard from your business champions. You also have here, you can embed, for example, the date for the buzz day, the next buzz day, or the launch event. We'll talk about this later as well. Tell people where they can go to find the community and other users within the organization, for example. Just some ideas we've put here in the template to help you go and execute on the communication plan. So for each of the scenario, we have a countdown template before the rollout, the announcement template, so the dates available, what is the immediate action for the user, and then we have tips and tricks, so that you can also follow up every 2 weeks on a monthly basis, so that they can go a bit deeper and you sustain momentum, etc. So as you can see on the right-hand side, we also have a column for service updates. So what we are piloting right now is basically for each top features that we know that are coming in Office 365 or that are being rolled out today, you may or may not have it already on your tenant, but we provide you also the communication so that you can tell people when it comes on your tenant that it's there, so that they are aware of it and you can start to drive usage of those functionality. So like the app launcher, for example, it's changing the UI of 365 and how people can access app. You can use it here, and just use it. Send an email to your users to let them know. Any questions about this? Yes. Sorry, just 1 minute. We need to record for the audio.
This is currently only in English, but are there plans to also have a localized version of the documents?
Yes, really good question. We're working on it for November 21st. 10 additional languages, including Spanish, French, German. I don't know. I can give you the list. I don't have them on top of mind, but we are localizing in Tier 1 languages.
Thank you.
So this is going to include all of the sites, all of the communication templates for end users. We're still working on the adoption template and resources to want to make sure that we have the right, we're getting even more feedback on this, and so we'll localize this a bit later. But at least you got everything you need for end users to go and communicate to them. All right, any other questions? Nope, good to go. So let's move to step 3. go back here. All right. Okay, so now we're ready to go and drive activities that will help drive usage and adoption. When we think about the adoption plan and the activities that can help move the needle, think about three key things. Communications, we've talked about it. Announcement, newsletter, how do we set up expectations, create, you know, spark interest for users so that they are more willing to actually learn about it and spend time on it. Engagement, events, communities, everything that, you know, that can help just bring people together to support the launch and share learnings and best practices together, and obviously training. There are a lot of different ways to do training, so we will also talk about this a little bit. First off, drive awareness and excitement. If I don't know, if the what's in it for me is a concept that always comes back when we talk about adoption. If I don't understand how it's going to benefit me in my daily life at work, I'm most likely just going to avoid spending time on the solution. So this is where the step one, step two, spending time with people will help tailor your communication plan. Really think about how to show people what's in it for them. We've done a lot of research with customers to understand how they were successful, and you know, a simple quote I've put on the slide is just one customer telling me, hey, you know, at the end of the day, if people understand how it's going to help them, they will be just more motivated to learn it. If they don't, they're busy at work. They don't need something new. They are already getting things done. So really show them how it's going to change how they work compared to before. So some things that work well is, for example, organizing a launch day. And this is something that you can then carry on and do on a recurring basis, like with bus days. So you can, you know, just think about how to orchestrate a launch event. Think about how you can partner with internal communications, for example, and see how you can bring your executive sponsors, your business champions, your advocates to talk about the solution and how they like it. Make it official. Make it something like something big, something important for the organization. As you start right at the beginning, actually, if you're using Yammer, create a group there where your champions and people can go and talk and share experiences on the solution. Organize contests, get swags. You can organize games around the solution as well. Jeopardy games, for example. Just think about different tactics and different ways to generate buzz and make sure that people are aware of what's coming. And, you know, using printed materials like posters, flyers, those type of things always help as well. Just make sure that Office 365 has a visual presence in your office. So some of the resources we have, and you've seen them on the Success Center, so success.office.com/resources, are to help you out, the countdown emails and announcement emails. We also have a link to the a store where you can actually order swags if you want to organize events and contests. So check out those resources, can help. We're also working at putting together posters and flyers templates so that you can always tweak. So that's gonna come up soon on the site as well. Here is an example I wanted to share and a story I wanted to talk about from Nationwide. You have a link here on the slide to a session they've done at the SharePoint conference last year that I encourage you to watch. It's a fantastic story. They started that journey maybe 2 or 3 years ago. They were using IBM Stack, and they knew that, you know, they had really poor adoption. It was daunting. People really didn't like it. So they started really small with their IT department, 2 people. And they found people in the business that helped them define the challenges and solutions they can put together. And they started to use Yammer. And on top of Yammer, they every 6 months, they started to make the solution more robust and build something on top of SharePoint as well, and just you know, create their own social intranet and their own social platform. Branded Spot. They even created their own brand with logo and names, and they started to pilot this thing. The screenshots you see on the slide was an event they've used to talk about Spot. Spot was coming. They were still in pilot. It was not rolled out to everybody in the organization yet. But they had like so many quotes and success stories and champions explaining how it was changing, how they were working and engaging throughout the business. It created a huge buzz, and then everybody wanted to know people of the pilot. I really love their approach, the way they've built the solutions and the way they managed to drive adoption, really by taking baby steps, but you know, moving in the right direction. So if you watch the webcast, you learn about how they've built spots and many tactics they've used for adoption as well. The next thing is about how we can increase confidence of the user. So that's where you're going to have to execute on your readiness and community strategy. Training is critical. It's important. How many training managers do we have in the room? Just a few. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you your job, you know, better than me, but for everyone else, when people have different learning styles. And from what I've learned from the talking with our users and doing some research is also that the people in the business, they don't want to learn everything and anything about what the solution can do. So think about really simple and targeted training that just supports your solution you've built together, and leverage your early adopters and champions. Groom your champion community. We've tried to do profiling and identify who the champions are, if they are in specific departments or others or specific industries. It turns out that they are just everywhere. They are just tech-savvy people that love technology and love to talk about it. And they can help you a lot scale, and they can help you a lot train ready other users within your organization. One of the things we found is the impact of champions on learning, for example. As you can see on this graph here, on the top are the methods that people use with the higher effectiveness. So the training, my manager or IT, but the things that people do the most is actually learning through their coworkers. And it's true, every time I have a problem, I go and I knock to the next door in the office and I ask my colleague. He knows me, he has the same challenges as me, he understands me, and much better than, you know, generic training that we put together to help you. So champions are critical. Do not underestimate the power and impact they can have on learning and sustaining adoption and usage in your organization. We try to find, like, how can we motivate champions? What are the things that are going to help us recruit them? Of course, you can do a formal program. It's always good to have things formalized, having HR on board, making sure that they get rewards and recognition for their time. So the Success Center has a guide that walks you through ideas and steps to put the champion program together. What's nice, though, is the large majority of them, they just do it because they love it. They love the technology. It's making their life easier when people know how to use it. It's making my life much easier when my colleagues use OneDrive for Business and send me an attachment, and then we all edit the same document at the same time, as opposed to sending emails and having multiple versions of attachments. So I teach people how to do it naturally. You'll find those patterns and behaviors in your org as well, so try to benefit from it and scale with champions. So another story that's great that I encourage you to watch is the Best Buy story. And I think that can help you to your question earlier, like how do we find the people? This webcast is great to watch, and gosh, I'm trying to remember the name of the specific person. It's out of my mind right now. But this woman she drove the Ninja program for Best Buy, and she told us, like, listen, for 2 years, it was tough. It was tough to, you know, convince people. It was tough to find and rally people around the solution. But it doesn't mean that there's nothing we can do. And she worked and she worked and she worked to just put things together, formalize a program. I'm not saying it's going to take you 2 years. Like, crossing fingers, it's not as long as 2 years. But yes, it's hard. But the impact they had on the Best Buy business with the Ninja program and their adoption plan is phenomenal. It's huge. It's a great success. So she talks a lot about community, and she talks a lot about their measurement framework and how they've managed to demonstrate success of their plan so that they also got more fundings, more time, more resources to go and execute against it. So it's a customer story, customer voice. I also encourage you to watch this one. And, well, again, to... I'm not going to go through the whole slide. I think you can easily read by yourself, and the slide is on the Success Center, but I just wanted to point it out that we have also best practices and tips on how you can do training, the different, you know, different aspects on putting the learning resources together, and it's just a summary of the things we've touched on. User business words, lead with benefits, what's in it for me, map to the scenarios as opposed to just the product. Make sure that you put your learning center together and mobilize your champions community. Now, in terms of resources we have to help you get started, on office.com, so you have the links here at the bottom of the slide, also on the Success Center in the resources section. We have quick start guides that will help people just, you know, get started quick with the new Office apps, especially if they are used to the previous version. We always have those questions that come back. I was using Office 2003 or 2007. How do I start with the new one? So that's always helpful. We have courses, free training on how to make the switch to the new release, the new version as well. So that can be helpful as well for each app. And the tips and tricks email series for each of the five scenarios we discussed before. Emails that you can download, customize, make them your own. It's just a way to get you started and stay engaged with people to show them tips on how to utilize the product to achieve a scenario. The Learning Center on the right that I showed you, you can access it directly from the Success Center, or you can access it from this URL as well, aka.ms/0365learning. So at this stage, we have the communication plan, we have the community, we have readiness in place, but always stay engaged. It's not about a one-time thing. It's about a whole process, and it's about a journey. So this is why we bought Yammer, but I can't say it enough. It's an amazing tool to help drive adoption. You put a network in place, you have a group, of champions that support the deployment, the adoption plan, and this is where you can get feedback every day from people. Questions, feedback, make sure that we are right on track. So establish those communication avenues, those feedback loop. You can use other tools, obviously, but I think Yammer is a great tool, and it's going to help you also find success stories later. So we'll talk about this soon. To go back to the nationwide example, they organized a radio show every week, 10, 15 minutes, a webinar, or like a talk about Spot and what's the plan, how it's going to evolve, what people like, success stories. So they're sharing this story about an associate that had a call from a customer. The car was, I don't know, stuck somewhere in the road. Customer needed help, the associate didn't have the answer. They've used Yammer and Spot to ask questions, and the whole nationwide community helped him find the answer, escalate quickly. In 30 minutes, the problem was solved. Well, initially, it would have been a really tough challenge for this single associate to find the solution to the problem. So those type of success stories were shared through the radio show. So as they were, you know, sharing the roadmap on how the solution would evolve, they were also encouraging people to adopt it by sharing success examples. All right. Okay. There's one more demo I'd like to give you, but before I jump into the demo, do you have any question for me? Comments or feedback? We still have three pass to the office party tonight, so questions are welcome. All right? We still have 20 minutes. So think about your questions. Okay, so another demo I want to give you is some work we've done with the deployment team to help you go through pilots And let me show you an example. How many of you have heard about Fast Track for Office 365? Okay, cool. So Fast Track is a program and methodology we've put in place to help you onboard to Office 365 to the cloud quicker. So there are a lot of different components. The one I wanted to show you is the provisioning engine that brings content into your Office 365 tenant. So if you go on deploy.office.com, you land here on the deployment center. On the getting started page here, you actually see that you can sign up for an Office 365 trial, and you can actually get started right away with resources that we will provision on your tenant. So you just click here, fill out the form to get started. What Fast Track does is basically creating a new site collection on your Office 365 tenant. So you can use your production site, you can use your trial site. It's not going to impact production. It's only, well, it's a site collection. What it does is provisioning content for IT and content for end users. So I'm going to show you what's there for end users to help you also run the pilots, get ideas on things you can do with Office 365. So we've provisioned through Fast Track here in this example. This is Office 365. This is my tenant. It's a SharePoint site where we are provisioning end user training. So the content that comes from office.com, making the switch to Office 2013 for each app. And we also have video learning. So we have many customers asking about videos, and they are kind of scattered across office.com. So this tool actually brings you all of the videos for all of the apps and new features directly here on your tenant. It's just streamed from office.com. We manage the content for you, it's up to date, and it's coming from office.com. Yes? Question?
Is there a way to recreate the Fast Track site collection?
To recreate?
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine that when you train people, they start using Fast Track, creating content, changing things. Is there a way to clean it all up?
Oh, to create the list?
Yeah.
Oh, that good, really good question. No, not today, but I take the feedback.
So you don't have the way to create a second Fast Track site collection?
Mm-hmm.
You can only have one Fast Track site collection?
Yes.
At the moment?
Okay. I think so, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Other questions? Yeah, this is just one, but it's really to help you. Fast Track is really here to help you for the pilot. I'm showing it to you because I think there's also value to get like the learning content. But it's really a way to just get started quickly with Office 365, see how it works. You've got like examples of documents that can help people play around with 365 and Office Online and see how things work. The challenge with the trial without Fast Track is that it's an empty tenant. There's nothing. There's no content. So by going through Fast Track, you can actually provision content, help people get started quick. You have your own user account, so it's more personalized, and it's not just an empty box. So some of the things we've done as well, we've landed course scenarios here to help people go through the experience and learn more about Office 365. So hang on, it's going to come up in a minute. Like sourcing share files, so we are also in the process of updating this, but just to give you like an example and an idea on how it works, each scenario has its own page, and under the scenario we have content, whether it's, you know, tasks, documents, to help people click through and try it out, and a feedback loop here so that they can send back feedback to IT and you can collect the feedback and see how it's working, and then you can always tweak the solutions. In the Fast Track app, in the management section, you also see that we have a way for you to provision more than the learning and getting started. By going through Fast Track, you will automatically get the learning that I showed you and the getting started scenarios. Now, if you go on the management app, you can actually provision more. Weird. Sorry, so I'm not going to be able to, that's the first time I see this, they might be making updates, but you have actually the ability by going on the Fast Track portal, the Fast Track app, to provision more scenarios, and you can provision scenarios by departments. So for example, if I look at legal, there is a story around e-discovery and things that will resonate with compliance officers and that from Office 365 features. If I go on HR and internal communications, I'll have stories around how I can onboard employees using Office 365, and it's a mix of SharePoint Online, Yammer, different capabilities that are coming together, like here, for example. So you have the story, you have resources, and then you have a quick way to, you know, get started. This is only a template. You can customize it and then use the feedback loop to get additional feedback from people. So this is Fast Track. Let's now go ahead and switch to step four, the final step, measurement. So here you're executing. Everything is, you know, being rolled out. You're executing on the adoption plan, on the activities. You need to be able to demonstrate success. You need to be able to demonstrate success to your managers, to your leadership team, in order to also get, you know, more resources, funding, and do things bigger. So in order to do that, you'll have to establish a benchmark before you even get started. What is the situation today? And then you'll have to measure progress against your benchmark over time. When we think about measurement, we think about two aspects. How can we mix qualitative and quantitative results? So you need to be able to collect success stories, what we call success stories. So watch out on your Yammer network, keep organizing roundtables, meetings with the business champions and the key stakeholders to actually write down the success stories, like their testimonials. How did they help? How did the solution help them? The success stories will help a lot when you share this to rely more people and increase adoption. And then on the quant side, it's different things that you can measure. What we recommend really is to focus on the business KPIs. We have usage KPIs in Office 365, basic ones, like mailbox used, OneDrive for business, how things are being used and growing, but usage KPIs don't tell you if this is being used the right way. If I see storage increasing on OneDrive for business, great. It means that there is adoption. It means that people are using it. But are they using it the right way? Or are they just storing video files? Are they actually using co-authoring? Are they using the best practices? Are they using OneDrive for business to share with vendors and partners? Or are they do they still keep their files on Dropbox, for example, out of your control? So think about business KPIs. And to measure how the solution is impacting it, not only usage. To help you go through the process, we've also put some resources together on the Success Center. So we have templates of satisfaction survey that you can run, like on a monthly, quarterly basis with users. We have example of success criteria that you can look into, and this is not an exhaustive list, and we're still working on the content. It's only for example, food for thought, and really spend time on the qualitative aspect of it. This is going to be hugely helpful to share examples on how it helped people and get more adoption around you. And you know, at the end of the day, this is not a one-time thing. Adoption is something that you'll have to do throughout your entire journey in Office 365. The service is evolving constantly. There is so many things you can do. I'm convinced you will find different scenarios and capabilities to leverage from 365 every month. So just iterate all the time. Measure, keep measuring, run activities, get feedback, change solutions, iterate on solutions, and continue the work, the good work. So here is an example on how we see, you know, an example of a timeline. You get started in January, roll out, do launch day, buzz days every month, every quarter. Just you can do a spotlight on a new feature that we've launched on the service, or you can launch a new scenario and get people to adopt more of the platform. As things change and evolve in the service, I want to share the public roadmap. I'm sure that you've seen it before. Who haven't seen it before? A few people still. So the Office 365 public roadmap is the place to go to see what's coming in the service. So you have a mix of, you know, IT features and user features, but this is where you can go to see what's coming. And the Success Center will give you the communication templates you need to let people know about the changes once it's on your tenant. So that's what we're piloting right now. To sum up, success.office.com, that's the place to go to learn about the scenarios, learn about the methodology, get all of the resources you need. We're also working on the partner aspect of it, because we really want to double down on our partner ecosystem to help scale and help customers go through adoption and our communities. We have a lot of resources available. This is not an exhaustive list, but the top resources you can use for each of the step, templates and guides to go through the process. And so we need your feedback. We need your feedback to make it better. I'm working on this project. I want to make sure that this is actionable and valuable to you. And I want to make sure that we focus on the right things. This is not about selling the service. It is really about usage and making sure that you have actionable content. So the best way to give us feedback is to join the Office 365 technical network. We actually have a group on the network. Let me show you real quick. Here. So if you go on the Office 365 technical network, you can search for the driving adoption group here. And by joining the group, it's a public group, but join it just to increase our members. And from here, you can just get in touch with us. We can stay in touch after this session. You can also get in touch with other people from partners or customers, your peers, and share best practices. We already actually have a lot of people that are sharing some of their ideas and things they've done. We run Yam Jams with our product teams and customers on specific questions and challenges around adoption. So please join the technical network. Just go on yammer.com/ITProNetwork and join this group so that we can keep talking, get your feedback, and make sure that we can improve the experience. So with that, I'm going to just conclude this session and give it back to you. Do you have any questions? We still have, two passes for the office party. It's on the beach, come on. It's gonna be fun. No? Okay, well, thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for your time. Feel free to come around if you want to talk more. Thank you.